Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who raise the food, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Raising the food and keeping us fed is really what production agriculture is all about, and this year, more than most, has challenged those who've chosen to accept that task. I'll give you a brief update on the planting situation in a bit, but for now, allow me to inform you that this week is known as National Pollinator Week. With that in mind, allow me to visit just a bit about the tremendous importance of pollinators, especially bees and butterflies. I begin with the fact that bees are the world's most important pollinator of food crops, especially fruits, vegetables, and nuts. In fact, one-third of the food that we eat relies on honeybee pollination to some degree. Add to that the fact that honeybees are important to the overall economy. It's important that everyone takes seriously protecting bee health. That's why South Dakota Corn is partnering with other organizations to establish vegetation in areas that are not ideal for crop production, but can benefit bees and butterflies as well as other wildlife. With the use of precision agriculture and technology, farmers are able to avoid sensitive areas in their pest management practices. Many farm families also delay mowing ditches, while some employ field buffers, all designed to provide more awareness and care in their overall farming operation. I barely scratched the surface regarding the topic of bee health, but one thing for certain, every single one of us has a role in protecting those bees, because as I mentioned, and this is a takeaway line, one-third of the food that we eat relies on honeybee pollination to some degree. That tells us all we need to know. Okay, as of June 9th, according to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, in South Dakota, 64% of the corn is planted compared to the five-year average of 99%, while 34% is emerged compared to the average of 92%. South Dakota soybeans are 43% planted compared to the average of 93%, with only 11% emerged compared to the five-year average of 76%. All I can say about that is, all things considered, our farm families are amazing to have accomplished even that much. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, thanks for what you do.